In this shortcast, Dr. Hiroaki Hinosa discusses lysinuric protein intolerance exhibiting renal tubular acidosis, Fanconi syndrome, in a Japanese woman. Published in September 2023.
Lysinuric protein intolerance is an autosomal recessive disorder caused by pathogenic variants of the SLC7A7 gene. The encoded protein forms a functional heterodimeric transporter on the basolateral membrane of epithelial cells and play a crucial role in the transport of lysine, arginine, and ornithine from the cell to the extracellular space. This disease is characterized by protein aversion, failure to thrive, hyperammonemia, and hepatomegaly. Recent studies have reported that LPI can cause multiple organ dysfunctions, including kidney disease, autoimmune deficiency, pulmonary alveolar proteinosis, and osteoporosis. We report the case of 47-year-old Japanese woman who was initially diagnosed with renal tubular acidosis, Fanconi syndrome, and rickets. At the age of 3 years, she demonstrated a failure to thrive. Urinary amino acid analysis revealed elevated lysine and arginine levels, which were masked by panaminosteria. She was subsequently diagnosed with rickets at 5 years of age and Fanconi syndrome at 15 years old. She was continuously treated with supplementation of vitamin D3, phosphate, and bicarbonate. At 18 years of age, a renal biopsy demonstrated proximal and distal tubular damage. In addition, proximal tubular epithelial cells contained many pus-positive granules and large vacuoles. Electron microscopy revealed that most proximal tubular epithelial cells contained many large lysosomes. Distinctive symptoms of LPI, such as protein aversion and postprandial hyperammonemia, were not observed throughout the patient's clinical course. The patient underwent a panel-based comprehensive genetic testing and was diagnosed with LPI. This case highlights two crucial findings. Firstly, pathological studies have shown that tubular damage in LPI can occur in the distal tubules as well as the proximal tubules. The pathological study also suggested that abnormalities in the endocytosis lysosome pathway may be the cause of tubular damage in LPI. Secondly, some LPI lack typical symptoms such as protein aversion and hyperammonemia. Renal tubular acidosis and Fanconi syndrome can be the main symptoms of LPI. These cases are difficult to diagnose. The possibility of LPI should be carefully considered in the management of renal tubular acidosis and Fanconi syndrome or in comprehensive pathological tubular damage, even in the absence of distinctive symptoms, and comprehensive genetic analysis is used for diagnosing LPI. If you would like to read this paper, please visit the JIMD Labels webpage or click the link in the podcast description. Thank you for listening.